Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Wednesday, April 17th. It's time to get caught up with disc golf news and growth in about 10 minutes. Thanks for sharing the podcast. Today is PDGA Growth Day. We've got a lot to cover. Let's get to the news. Our number one news story of the day, the best start of all time. So this is from Stat Mando. These are the MPO players to finish top four at the first five majors or elites to start a season. Obviously this year, Anthony Barella. 2017, 2015, and 2014, Paul McBeth did it. In 2017, Ricky Wysocki also did it. In 2012, Will Schustrick did it. In 2011, it was Nico. In 2008, it was Feldberg. And Penn Affleck nailed it with this comment. Given the insane difference in difficulty between the 2017 and 2024 fields, Anthony Barella is having the best start of all time. I gotta say, there is some sugar in that spice. Our number two news story of the day, around the globe. What do you do with thousands of discs with your old logo on them? Well, if you're the PDGA, you ask Vic Allen, the memberships manager, to come up with the cool idea of distributing them to grow the sport. This would be another means of the PDGA delivering on its mission to, quote, develop disc golf into a globally recognized competitive sport and recreational activity. Almost 4,000 discs were sent to 26 countries, mostly in Latin America, Asia, and Africa, as well as some were sent to the Paul McBeth Foundation and Uplay. The PDGA covered the shipping costs and included donation letters to minimize tariffs. In return, the PDGA asked that the discs be put to good use, helping to grow the sport through distribution to poorer communities, new players, new locations, women, juniors to be used in teaching clinics, blah, blah, blah. Whatever made people happy and excited about disc golf. They did also ask for photos, and the dozen or so photos are amazing. Hopefully the PDGA changes the logo again so we can grow the sport even faster. Seriously, though, a great idea with great execution, and I, for one, love the new PDGA logo, so I guess it was well done on all fronts. Our number three story of the day, School of Disc Golf has come out with their term called arm brain. I think this was a really interesting article. Link in the show notes to all of the articles. Arm brain is a term coined by the School of Disc Golf to describe the instinctive but incorrect mechanical approach that many disc golfers play when throwing backhanded. Similar to how early science believed that the Earth was the center of the universe, most players mistakenly believe that their arm is the core of their drive. I think he uses the word core there on purpose because your core, I think, is the core of your drive. The term emphasizes the importance of using the entire body rather than just the arm in generating power and accuracy. The concept arose during a lesson when a student consistently followed great throws with not so great throws because they were focusing on the outcome rather than the mechanics. Factors contributing to, quote, arm brain include familiarity with frisbee tossing, the misconception of having a big arm, focus on the hand rather than the body, and the habit of keeping the eyes on the target. To overcome arm brain, players must recognize its presence, focus on proper mechanics, and utilize techniques that emphasize using the entire body in the throw. Well done, School of Disc Golf. Thank you for that. Our number four news story, this is a quickie, Tournament Growth Report. This comes to us from Reddit's own Bangarang Discs. Jonesboro grew their payout by 2.5% to just over $80,000. That's a lot of cabbage. And our next news story is the PDGA's Becky Zalek Award winner, Madison Tomino. My apologies if that's for the mispronunciation in all likelihood. Anyway, a highlight of the U.S. Women's is the awarding of the PDGA's Becky Zalek Award. This is a peer-nominated individual who has advanced the game of disc golf among women due to exceptional organization and disc golf events. Madison was nominated by women who described her as having all of the attributes of a women-friendly tournament director, including And if you've got women or you want women to play in your event, these are things you should pay attention to. On-site bathrooms, all female divisions offered, or at least identical divisions as those offered to mixed, gender-inclusive player packs, for example, options for lighter weight discs, unisex or women's cut shirts, etc. Increased registration access, for example, early registration for gender-based divisions, lower registration fees, saved spots for women, etc. And then appropriate course selection and layout rather than just shortening MPO mixed holes. One nomination form added, quote, she allows players to have input, makes sure different divisions are taken care of according to their skills. She makes sure she is available for any questions regarding rules. Congratulations, Madison, and thank you. And our last news story of the day, congratulations to the Emerson Keith family for their healthy baby boy. Andrew Thomas James Keith was born on April 10th, 7 pounds, 14 ounces, 10 fingers, 10 toes, Keith party of five. Congrats, Emerson. Now let's get to some PDGA growth stats. All right, jumping right into it, starting with the PDGA top cash earners. Shock of all shocks, Anthony Barella leads the league in cash earnings, topping out just over $40,000 so far this year. At 11 events, he's averaging $3,600 an event, actually well over. Gannon Burr has eclipsed $30,000 at 9 events. He's averaging $3,400 per event. Nicholas Antola is in third place in cash earnings, and he didn't even make cash at Jonesboro, just under $20,000. On the women's side, Kristen Tatar has finally eclipsed Owen Scoggins' early lead in cash earnings. Kristen has $24,550 so far this year at 6 events, averaging over $4,000 per event. Owen Scoggins is in second place, $22,400, and Missy Gannon is in third, just under $20,000 at 8 events. She's averaging close to $2,500 per event. When we compare the top 20 PDGA earners from 2023 to 2024, at this point in the season, the 2024s have it. The 2023 top 20 earners had earned less than $200,000, $192,000 to be close to exact. And in 2024, they've earned over $300,000. It's close to 60% growth. Here we go, 2024. Actually, that ties into Jonesboro having a bigger payout than last year. That's one thing we're doing. We're getting more and more money to the players. And that way, more and more players can go on tour. It's a perfect circle. The ratings cash line at Jonesboro was the second toughest this season, just behind Waco. On the women's side, you needed 944 to cash. And on the men's side, you needed 1021 just to cash. That is a big number. Top earning teams so far this season: Team Discraft at $112,000, Team Innova at $76,000, and Team Discmania at $54,000. Congratulations, Anthony. You have put that team on your shoulders. Moving to PDGA approval growth. Now we're just getting into we've got approval, event, and membership growth. We'll start with approvals. This is how many new discs and baskets. 2023 so far this year, at this point last year, 113. 2024 so far this year, 74. We're a little less than 40% below the 2023 mark, which is actually an improvement. So here we go. We'll see if we can catch them at the end of the year. PDGA event growth. This has been steady the whole year. In 2023, we had 2,475 events. In 2024, we've had 2,501 events. Basically flat, 1% up. We'll count it, we'll take everything. And then regarding average attendance, and these numbers are a little murky, but they're getting more and more solid as the year goes on. Last year, we averaged 58.6 people per PDGA event. This year, we are averaging 54.5 people per PDGA event, a drop of about 7%. And we will close it out with membership growth. Congratulations to everybody on the face of the planet. The current number of PDGA members eclipsed 100,000 last week. We are now at 100,709 members. The estimated total number of members at the end of the year, 134,050, which is just under 2% worse than last year. Worse, 2% less, let's say that. The current highest PDGA number, this is always crazy to me, 285,134. We've had 9,058 new members in the PDGA this year, and I estimate we will have just over 22,000 new members by the end of the year. And there you have it. That does it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.